you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sacred Song Reiki, an enlightened journey into spiritual and mystical discovery. Join your guide, Priscilla Gale, as she helps you to discover new sources of energy and techniques that can truly heal you of a variety of different issues. Now, here's your host, Reiki master, teacher, and spiritual leader, Priscilla Gale.
Good morning, good day, good afternoon, wherever you may be tuning in from. Welcome to Sacred Song Reiki on this beautiful autumn morning here in Stowe, Massachusetts. Today's topic is the healing power of forgiveness. And as I usually like to end my show with spiritual words, I thought what I would do today is open this show with spiritual thoughts that you can hold in your mind as I cover this topic with you. This spiritual thought is entitled Impartiality, but I think it rather does go along with my topic today. Who understands does not preach. Who preaches does not understand. Reserve your judgments and words, smooth differences, and forgive disagreements. Dull your wit and simplify your purpose. Accept the world. Then, friendship and enmity, profit and loss, honor and disgrace will not affect you. The world will accept you. In researching this topic, I found the amount of material written on just this subject to be staggering. There's no question that this is powerful and extremely difficult and often seemingly impossible to do. So why is forgiveness so rare in the human experience? Well, beyond the obvious first step, it's hard to do. Yes, indeed, it can seem unfathomably hard to do. Now, some sites on the internet, some psychologist pages will just tell you to, quote, just do it. But more to the point, it is nearly impossible to do. Forgiveness is uncommon in human experience because of this perception of the impossibility of it. The perception. The reality is, human beings hurt one another. We have all been hurt by someone, and in turn, we have all inflicted harm or pain on others. No one, not one of us, gets a free pass or gets to be excluded on this one. It is simply a basic part of the human experience. Now, of course, sometimes it is easy to forgive the little things, like someone bumping into you. Wasn't intentional, you're still on your feet, No harm was done, so it's easy to forgive. It's really easy. So sometimes it's easy to forgive someone because of their intention. If there is a lack of intention to hurt another, one finds it easier to forgive. Simple. But if someone intentionally trips you or pushes you and you fall and hurt yourself, that's a deeper, different feeling. From something as being deliberately tripped to abuse, alcoholism, violence, murder, the damage runs deep. The slashes in broken human relationships are not superficial wounds. The depth of the pain can feel like an abyss that swallows you, body and spirit. So, then we hold on to the belief that someone has harmed us so badly, we cannot, we will not forgive. We empower that part of us that feels vulnerable and susceptible from being harmed by protecting it with a sense of rightness. That power of being the one who is right. And that righteous power to now punish the other for the pain they inflicted. The power of revenge for the harm that was spoken or done. By holding on to the anger, we feel powerful. And we think we feel safer. And we believe the pain will eventually stop with the inevitable truth that we weren't wronged by that person and therefore we are right. And we can be right. And we may be right. But that's not really the point, is it? True forgiveness is not something we do for the other person. I often hear people speak of forgiveness as something we, quote, give to someone else. Or forgiveness is something that must be earned. That person must deserve forgiveness. Or forgiveness sometimes need to be withheld from that person. The truth, the spiritual purpose of forgiveness is self-healing. So long as we hold on to anger, resentment, and keep grudges against another person, we are poisoning not only our spirit, but our bodies as well. And that poison is toxic. Our vibrational level drops. Our immune system is weakened. And on subtler levels, we are generating thoughts, expectations, attitudes that are negative and move us away from our highest good. It is now that physical ailments and disease can occur. The emotional wound manifests in the body, and these wounds are festering. Author Carolyn Meese says that, quote, unless you experience or understand forgiveness, you'll never get your spirit back. End of quote. Withholding forgiveness is draining your energy. If you hold to the perception that something bad was done to you, the consequence can be your entire life is a disaster. Carolyn Meese also says, and I quote, by far, the strongest poison to the human spirit is the inability to forgive oneself or another person. She states that the soul always knows what to do to heal itself, and that no one, not one of us, can live without spirit. So just exactly what does it really mean to forgive? For one thing, we have a perception that to forgive someone is a sacrifice. We're giving in, we're giving up, we're surrendering, and thereby lose our rightness. Renouncing that power of right and assuming vulnerability and weakness for the sake of reconciliation is very hard to do, and it goes against every human instinct and every emotional impulse. Giving up that playing card that says, "You owe me," seems to discount the pain we're feeling. We see forgiveness as letting someone who hurt us off the hook, so they're no longer accountable for their actions. But in fact, forgiveness does not let people off the hook. It's about accountability. So many of us confuse justice with forgiving and accountability with justice. Forgiving, justice, and accountability are related, but they are separate also. And an example of this can actually be drawn from a Harry Potter book by J.K. Rowling. The character Voldemort kills people for power. The only problem is, every time he kills someone, it rips at his soul. So even where there's no system of justice or accountability, he still has to repair his own soul. It's a fine example showing that being cruel is a sure fire recipe for unhappiness, and it comes back to you. That a person first has to answer to themselves and then answers to a higher power. There's no escaping it. So a good definition of forgiveness by psychologist Robert Enright is, quote, giving up the resentment to which you are entitled, and offering to the persons who hurt you friendlier attitudes to which they are not entitled. Those of us who carry the ghost of the hurtful person carries a heavy weight, and we give away our own power to that memory. Whatever is repressed is bound to be repeated. And although perhaps blind to the facts, you will end up acting out or upon another person exactly that which was done to you, whether you realize it or not. Unresolved conflicts will repeat themselves. Resentment limits one's emotional, physical, and spiritual development. We are coming up on a break. I hope you will come back after break and continue exploring this very difficult but necessary process of forgiveness. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. Stay tuned.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, and welcome back. Okay, so if what passes for forgiveness is rooted in the belief that we are separate and vulnerable and have been harmed, the act of forgiveness directs that attention of both people to the harmful act. The forgiver feels self-righteous, the forgiven guilty. The whole process now strengthens both people's belief in the reality of separateness and harm. And in this way, it is disempowering to both. So, is forgiving the same as forgetting? Is it the same as excusing? One will never forget some things, but it doesn't mean you need to dwell on them. Forgiving is not the same as excusing, because how can you excuse behavior that injured you and you pretend it didn't hurt? Some religious dogma pounds into our heads that forgiveness is next to godliness, that forgiveness is unconditional love. I read an article that gave this example, and so I'm going to borrow it for the show today. It's a perspective. If your kids steal from you, you forgive your children, and that's a fine act of unconditional love. But one doesn't parent unconditionally, otherwise you'd really mess them up. Parents keep tab of their children's behavior, establish further consequences, and support the child through their process into not repeating the stealing behavior. It is most often fear that drives the, quote, forgive and forget notion. Fear. Not wanting to revisit painful situations, believing the wound will heal. But the wound does not heal. Fear merely pushes it deeper, suppressing it until it manifests in some manner of mind, body, or spirit. Fear can prevent you from looking at the situation squarely on. And fear prevents you from realizing that if you forgive, you can still remember. You can act upon that remembering. And you can still maintain a loving relationship with the other person. So sometimes, just ask yourself why you want to forgive. What would forgiving give you or give back to you that which you wouldn't otherwise have? Think about that one. Are you afraid of what might happen if you don't forgive? Are you afraid of what might happen if you do forgive? Forgiving does not, in fact, require you to reconcile, even if that is the desired outcome. Forgiving is not a simple act. It is a process. And sometimes that process can take a long, long time. And an even greater impasse is feeling you cannot forgive until that person recognizes the harm that was done. But in truth, forgiveness is 100% the injured person's responsibility. For ultimately, the only person you can control is your own behavior. You cannot control others. If you can accept that the situation is not a happy one for you, and that there is to be change, you alone must make it first, make that change first, for yourself. You have no direct control over another's thinking, feeling, or behavior. And these are important truths. And here's another important truth. Forgiveness is for your own sake, your health, your wellness, well-being, and future openness and happiness in life. That's big. Being in a situation where the hurt, the harm, and injuries are continuously going on can seem to make it all the harder to forgive, especially if you fear for your safety. You see, fear has the power to paralyze you. It undermines your capacity to make clear-headed decisions about your readiness to forgive, or even how to strategize sensibly for your safety. By living in the illusion you'll forgive the act, and then everything will be okay, you blind yourself to all your choices. It is possible to get out of the situation when you heal enough within yourself to stop letting those people hold power over of you. In some cases, albeit not all, certainly, just some, prioritizing your emotional freedom over emotional obligations is actually the first step towards yourself. Now, I don't mean to minimize it in the least. It's hard, 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 hard to forgive. It's hard to do. And despite the saying, time does not heal all wounds. Sometimes with enough time, the wound continues to become infected. So forgiveness and healing do not happen automatically or instantly. So let's face it, this fear is a great stabilizer. So I'd like to call upon Carolyn Meese again. And she has said, and I confess I'm paraphrasing now because I'm trying to remember what I saw. I saw it in a video. But if I recall, her words were, if not exactly this, were very similar to this. And I quote, hope I'm quoting, "If we forgive the things we hold on to in our past, all of a sudden, truth is the reward from forgiveness." Carolyn Meese presents the argument that we're afraid to forgive because if we do, our life will move suddenly faster and forward. Once we're freed from the weight of negative emotions, our lives move forward. We're more afraid of the speed of change in our lives than afraid to forgive. Dr. Meese has pointed out that one of the strongest reasons we hold on to a painful past is its way of stopping pain from the future to move toward us. Holding on gives us a belief that we can control the speed at which change occurs in our lives. And that's a false belief, because changes will occur in our lives anyway, one way or the other. So by holding on to the old wounds, the quote time factor then comes into play. I'm not ready to forgive. I need more time. When in reality, what we're really saying is, I'm not ready for my life to move faster, to move forward. I like it where I am, right here and now. So you see, change is what we're afraid of. Forgiveness is not so much of what we're afraid of, but that forgiveness will cause our lives to change rapidly. Dr. Meese also states that forgiveness and giving up the need to know why things happen as they do are two of life's greatest challenges. And let's face it, we may never understand why things happen as they do. We grow up with the teachings about right and wrong, punishment and mercy, believing that if we never do anything wrong, nothing sad or bad or undeserving will ever happen to us. Would that it were so, that life is scripted around our definition of fairness and of right and wrong. We are coming up on another break. We are looking head on, straight on, at one of life's greatest challenges, and yet one of life's greatest rewards, forgiveness. This is Priscilla Gale of Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. I hope you will join me after this break. Stay tuned.
Awakened Media for a Transforming World. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale. Can you imagine a technology that takes human consciousness to the next level? One that reveals a new understanding of what is valuable and possible in the abundant support of life? The truth is, we already have that technology. We simply need to awaken to it and become the value it creates. For more about this, please tune in to Awakening Value, Shamanic Technologies of Consciousness and Success with host Marty Spiegelman. Awakening Value is live every Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel. Our noetic reality, or divine knowing, is the source of true empowerment. Look beyond your limiting thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and perceptions. You were born to co-create and experience joy and fulfillment. Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality with host Rebecca Skeel will guide and inspire you each week to live multidimensionally and shift into greater loving and truth. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, and welcome back. So just before break, I was talking about how we have been taught about right and wrong, and if we believe that we're really, really good and do only really good things, that nothing bad will ever happen to us. But here is where we often turn outwardly when something bad does happen and we need someone to blame. When there isn't someone readily available to blame, we blame God. We confront Him. We accuse Him of being unjust. This anger at God, this God divine that has betrayed us, turned our lives upside down, is a symbolic perspective of the feelings that have been awakened deep within us when the uncontrollable happens. Forgiveness and moving on is complicated for every emotional reason. To release and forgive, moving forward is an act of acceptance. Accepting that divine reason exists with every unreasonable, unfair, and horrific experience, even recognizing we may never understand or know that reason, is forgiveness. And taking those steps toward moving forward, making that shift to acceptance is often difficult. There is nothing simple about getting over hurt, loss, or grief. Yet for each of us, the truth is, we can become bitter, or we can become better. Or worse, we remain empty. Forgiveness really then is the act of retrieving your spirit from the past, stepping forward in the direction of the future. By moving toward forgiveness and release, you begin to live with grace, and we allow our lives to focus on reshaping today rather than spending our energies on yesterday. So true forgiveness is a shifting away of attention from the hurtful act, not in denial, but in release. It means identifying with the higher part of ourselves that was never harmed, so we can see past the illusion of separateness to the reality of spiritual oneness. If we understand ourselves to be one with the person who hurt us, forgiveness then becomes self-forgiveness. We transcend, lift ourselves out of our belief that we're a victim, and then are able to see the other person differently. When we can see this, when we can understand this, we can move more easily toward and actually feel true compassion. Compassion rather than rage. So this brings me to the idea of love, compassion, and forgiveness. I feel they go hand in hand. I don't think we really can have one without the other. Promoted in spiritual, metaphysical, and psychological thinkings, forgiveness is a spiritual thing. It's a healthy thing. It's the right thing to do. That thing, as with the concept of love, the first steps on the path into the process of forgiving is truth. For without the meaning of truth within the words of forgiveness, those words are empty. So start by aiming in the beginning for moments of forgiveness. Allow it to be an ongoing process rather than a one-time act. Once forgiveness is continuous and complete, we will discover that both love and truth abide. Now, very few people know how to apologize, while even fewer still know how to accept an apology. Knowing how to apologize is an important key, but it's key that the apology fully contains the truth. So the power of an apology, there's no question that apologizing has tremendous powers. It can change a life. It has the power to repair harm, mend relationships, even heal broken hearts. Apologizing shows respect and empathy for the wronged person. It can have the ability to disarm anger and prevent further misunderstandings. And while an apology might not undo the harmful action, it can undo the negative effects of that harmful action. So then why is that so difficult? Why is it that apologizing, which is something so elemental and basic to the human experience, is also so hard? Why do we struggle with it? Okay, well, for one thing, pride. A psychotherapist in Los Osos, California, by the name of Beverly Engel, wrote a book entitled Power of Apology, Healing Steps to Transform All Your Relationships, wrote, and I quote her, "To apologize is to set aside our pride long enough to admit our imperfections, and for some, being able to do this feels far too vulnerable. We fail to apologize because we are afraid of the consequences. By holding on to our pride, we are actually being selfish, unwilling to admit our most obvious mistakes. Then we enter into a dialogue with ourselves, convincing ourselves to ignore the mistake, and we argue it over to ourselves in our head. Meanwhile, it's pride that's eating away at us. And that, then, is followed by guilt. One of the many arguments pride will offer is that apology is not relevant enough. An apology is not worth it. It's a waste of time. Oh, there's that fear. Here it is again. It's easier to blame other people for the events in your life. And possibly that was perhaps behind the mistake or the wrongdoing. Because it's easier. It's easier to avoid taking responsibility. It's easier to stick in the mindset that you were right and they were wrong, even when you perfectly know otherwise in your gut that you were wrong. You made a mistake. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of energy, a lot of wasted, unnecessary, ultimately negative energy to try to trick yourself into believing you know it all and you didn't do anything wrong. But what really happens when you fail to apologize after all the pride finally falls exhaustively to the ground? What follows is guilt. And we'll take a brief look at that right after this break. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America, Seventh Wave Radio. Stay tuned.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on an Ayurvedic lifestyle. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, and welcome back. Guilt. We find then ourselves encased in a cage of lies and pride, held within a cage by our fears and our vulnerabilities as we defend our self-centered minds. And the bars of that cage are made up of our self-righteousness, fear, and vulnerability. We avoid reality by hiding behind our mistake, by not apologizing, by covering up actions, or hiding behind pride, hoping to get on with life. You set yourself up for an even worse possibility, that the problem will reoccur and frankly bite you in the butt when you least expect it at the worst possible time. I'm sure we're all familiar with Murphy's Law that states, the worst possible thing will happen the worst way at the worst possible time. Oh yeah, the mistake, the wrong, can't be swept under the rug. So not apologizing is an equally powerful, destructive force. So on the flip side, what happens to those we need to apologize to but don't? They feel hurt. Compounded hurt on top of whatever the initial mistake or injury was. Hurt that you are not willing to communicate your mistake. They lose trust in you. They become angry towards you. They cannot comprehend why you won't tell the truth. And the seed for a power struggle of who's right is then planted. And it can grow, escalate, if not addressed. That non-apology, that unspoken word of apology festers, making the wound deeper and deeper. And it becomes an infection in the relationship. And as we withhold the apology, the debilitating effects of remorse and shame can eat away at us until we become emotionally and physically ill. We need to communicate our mistakes. By learning to apologize, we not only help the other person to stop hurting, we stop hurting as well. Or at least those initial steps of healing are taken. And they're taken in place to heal the wound. There is real power in apologizing and emotional healing. And the apology has health benefits to the wronged party as well. Apology is crucial to our mental and even our physical health. Studies have shown that people who think about forgiving an offend experience improved cardiovascular and nervous system functions. Receiving an apology has positive effects on the body as well. Blood pressure decreases, heart rate slows, and breathing becomes easier. True remorse, I feel, is a result of being honest with yourself. By not allowing guilt to overwhelm you, your focus then is where it needs to be, on the person you wronged, on their feelings. By admitting a mistake, by not hiding your weakness, you actually show courage and strength. It is not an act of weakness to apologize, but it is an act of strength. And even more to the point, it is an act of love. An apology is a gift. It is the giving back of that which was taken, taking responsibility for your actions gives you enormous amount of self-control and begins to restore your own self-esteem, getting rid of that robbing voice of self-reproach and ridding you of guilt. An apology opens the door to forgiveness. It can bring us closer to the other person. After all, once we've apologized, we can feel freer to be vulnerable, open, and intimate with that person. And lastly, acknowledging the wrong acts as a deterrent to remind us not to repeat the act itself. Divine forgiveness is that which sets us truly free. And divine forgiveness releases the past, the worries, the frustrations, anger, regret, grief on a soul level. When we ask the divine from our heart and soul to assist us in our forgiveness, we open the chasm of time and space for multiple layers and levels of ourselves to be freed. We feel a reconnection to divine energy. We experience an expansion of loving energy, a shift in the way we observe ourselves and the world around it. Forgiveness beyond time, beyond space. So forgiveness, apologizing, both are sure paths to cultivating inner freedom and self-love. Forgiving yourself, Forgiving others allows us to be clear, to heal, transmute, and dissolve the emotional wound and damage in order to keep your heart open. And we start to live more freely from the heart. So, my listeners, what great gifts those are. And as I always like to end every show, to remind you to live in love, in that state of love, from that heart. My listeners, you need to fall in love. For love decides everything, because it truly is everything. And what a great way to experience life. I would like to close, as I always do, with the words of Mikao Usui. The secret of inviting happiness through many blessings, the spiritual medicine for all illness. For today only, my listeners, do not anger. Do not worry. Be humble. Be honest in your work. Be compassionate to yourself and others. I want to thank you for joining me today on two topics that are related and are difficult, and I hope have opened your heart from having listened to this show to take action of forgiveness and apology. I look forward to being with you again next week. Have a blessed week. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. Bye for now.
Thank you for taking this journey with us today on Sacred Song Reiki. Please join Priscilla Gale again next Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Until we talk again, have a beautiful and healing week.